Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One, two, welcome back. This is Nick Chancellor here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Today, just a trial run here. Let's talk about the eight play type personalities. You know, let me introduce you to collector, competitor, explorer, creator, storyteller, joker, director, and kinesthetic. The collector loves to gather and organize, enjoying activities like searching for rare plants or rummaging around in archives or garage sales. Is that you? And then the competitor type enjoys the game and sports and takes pleasure in trying their best and at winning. And then the explorer likes to wander around and discovering new places and things they've never seen before, and through hiking and road tripping and all these other adventures. And then there's this creator type, more like a podcaster here. He finds joy in just making things, right? And then can spend all day, all hours, every day drawing, painting, making music, gardening and more. Takes total pleasure in that and total playfulness. And then the storyteller has an active imagination and uses their imagination to entertain others. They're drawn to activities like writing, dance, theater, role-playing, and playing games. And then let's go look at the Joker. The Joker endeavors into making people laugh, and they may play a performing stand-up comedy. They love doing that, and do an impro or just pulling a lot of pranks to make you smile. It's their job, and they love doing that. They kind of cheer you up in a way. So all these type of personalities, even the director's kinesthetic, they're really, really important. So I think the ability to be aware of which one are you, which one gives you total fulfillment, is where you should be going to. I guess this is meant to be an anxiety podcast and something to do with anxiety. So maybe things that we are doing are not the right things for us. Maybe we have to invest more time in what really gears us up, what really, really, lights us up. So we need to be able to pick one of those and move with that. Let's go a little bit more. How are we doing for time? Okay, it's going to be a short one. The collectors enjoy gathering and organizing things such as, let's go back to then searching for rare plants. The competitor finds pleasure in games and sports and winning. The explorer likes to wander around and discover new places through activities like hiking, exploring, traveling. The creator loves the joy in making things, spending hours and hours, each day drawing, painting, making music, gardening, and more. I mean, let's go back a bit, because last episode was an 8x8x8, and timing, finding those 8 hours in your day to be consumed by or immersed into these kind of creative ways gives us total fulfillment, you know, and energizes our creative space, our energy. So yeah, going back now, the storyteller, okay, has a vivid imagination and uses it to entertain others through activities like writing, dancing, theater, role-playing, and games. And then moving on to the Joker, they aim to make people laugh, bring joy through stand-up comedy, improv, and they love doing pranks. You know, they get joy, and while others just kind of look and stare and have a great time. And then we have the director types. This play personality enjoys taking charge and organizing activities or events, and they often take on leadership roles and excel in directing others in group settings. They are drawn to activities such as planning parties, organizing performances, or managing projects. And let's look at the kinesthetic type. The play personality finds joy in physical movement, sensory experiences. They enjoy activities that engage their body and senses, such as dancing, sports, yoga, any form of physical expression. They have the strong connection to their body and find pleasure in exploring its capabilities. Now let's note that we can have two or three of these in us, and just finding which one kind of clicks in with us. I'll tell you why this is good for anxiety. Because we need a healthy, fulfilling distraction. So I encourage anyone that has been challenged with anxieties to find which one of these, playfulness, when being totally in anxiety, or most of the time anxiety, is not much fun. We need to play more, find more playfulness in our soul. I should have called this article Soulful Playful, or Playful Soul. Right, so it's all about being playful and having a lot of great time here. And I know I mentioned eight hours of play. So whatever the play is for you, and finding that fulfilling space, it's a life changer, because we don't want to keep being in that negative cycle or even the lower vibration. And here's a chance, maybe if you're listening to this, you can lift your vibration by thinking which one of these type of personalities suits you well. Which one does it actually give you fulfillment in these type of activities? And everyone's different, so it's kind of cool to find out. Let's look at, can individuals have a combination of play personalities? Let's look into that. Of course. The answer is absolutely. You know, we can have a combination of play personalities. While some people may strongly identify with one specific play, and others may exhibit characteristics of multiple play personalities, these combinations can vary from person to person and can influence their performance and or preferences and behaviors when it comes to play. Let's look at example. Now, someone might have a combination of explorer and joker personalities. They may enjoy exploring new environments and try out different activities, while others incorporating humor, playfulness into their interaction. Let's not be so serious, cool? Because when we get caught in anxiety, it becomes so serious, and taking things personal makes us too serious. So maybe we can break that chain of being so serious. It's important to remember this, okay? Because playful personalities are not fixed categories, but rather a way to understand and appreciate the different ways we can engage in play, embracing, exploring, you know. Gonna ask yourself, are we totally stuck on work? The work part? Are we kind of working for 12 hours and there's no play? You've not coordinated the playtime? Yeah. Yeah, so there's a couple of interesting questions. Where are we? So, yeah, that was a short one today. And, yeah. Yeah, so why, I got a question here. Why is it so important to embrace and explore the different play personalities? Why is it so important to do this? Let's look at several things. First, personal growth. Embracing different play personalities allows individuals to discover new aspects of themselves and expands their personal growth. Engaging a variety of play experiences can help us develop new skills, interests, perspectives, leading to richer and more fulfilling life. So once again, if we're in this anxiety, we need to come out of that, because we're stuck. But by having new things to explore and experience and get out of our own way, we can come out of this anxiety by finding new things that will be more richer and fulfilling in our life. We can look, it's always a good one is creativity, enhance creativity. We are able to explore different play personalities, stimulates creativity. You know, each play personality brings its own or energy, right? It's called an energy because it's a different energy every time, whether we are creativity, whether we are, you know, all this kind of area. So stimulates our creativity, and again our focus goes on to creativity, which is a calm space. It's a very nourishing, nurturing space to be with into. And if we are in bed with anxiety, well, it's time to hop out of that bed and move on to that creativity. So whether you're making pots or playing guitar, it's a wonderful distraction once again. And then we embrace this different personalities, and we can tap into creative potentials to find new ways to express ourselves. And again, anxiety is because we've not, especially trauma, we're holding on, suppressing, and not allowing ourselves to express ourselves, allowing that, because that's trapped energy. We need to get out of there. So the better way is to explore, experience, and create. And then there's also the other thing is well-beingness, and stress relief. Playfulness is essential for overall well-being and stress relief. Okay, so also it provides relaxation, enjoyment, and rejuvenates our body and energy, provides more energy. And by exploring this, engaging this rage and range of like play experiences, we can find activities that kind of resonate with us and help us unwind, reduce the stress, and maintain a positive mental state. Let's look at social connections. One of the really important things, a lot of people with anxiety feel they are always lonely. You know, not good enough lonely, you know, they can't take rejection too well, or even judgment, so the heck with that. But here's our opportunity by being playful and having carry on this energy, adapt this energy, we have these social connections going, embracing different player personalities. You know, we can try this and try that, and you know, just pick one or two that really fits with us and practice that. We can engage, you know, and appeal to others, and we can connect with others that way too. So we're not going to feel alone. No one is actually alone. So the fosters communication, collaboration, and building of meaningful relationships with others. And that's really important to us, especially folks who've got anxiety. It's time to get out of your shell, come out of your little psychic walls, the ones we've built in ourselves, because the things we keep doing the same thing, we get more of what we do. Let's look at adaptability and flexibility. You know, when we adapt to playful personality types and practice these things and actually enjoy and embracing and immerse ourselves in these kind of things and different energy, adaptability and flexibility, playfulness is not limited to one specific style, and we can explore different plays and adapt and explore new approaches and navigate challenges with playful mindset. And creating that mindset of adaptability and be more flexible. Okay, so we do learn to be more flexible. Putting it all together, embracing, exploring different plays, personalities, allows us to grow personally, enhance creativity, improve well-being, foster social connections, and develop adaptability. It opens up the world, okay? And it takes out, I'd rather be distracted with that. You know, if I had choice, I'd rather be distracted and be open to the world of possibilities and enjoyable, fulfilling, and meaningful play experiences. Well, friends, that's all I have on this one. So let's play more, right? Let's not be too serious. Let's not take things too personal. Forget about being rejected. You're beautiful as you are. You're good enough. You know, you've probably done enough. You are enough. You know, so I'm going to wind it here. That was been a nice little episode on the different types of personalities. And once again, I like to name them. Are you the collector? Are you the competitor? Are you the explorer? Are you the creator? Do you love telling stories? Do you like making people happy and fun? And are you the joker? Do you like comedy shows? Are you the director? Are you the kinesthetic? The feeling type. Anyway, over and out. This is Nick here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. I hope you've enjoyed the show and can't wait to create the next one, and hope to see you all there. Bye for now.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Get the facts. For your free timeshare exit info kit, go to iCancelTimeshare.com. That's iCancelTimeshare.com. iCancelTimeshare.com.